You are listening to WSEA 106.1 on your FM dial, and we are streaming live online at WSEAFM.org. My name is Mark, host of the Tuesday night 10 p.m. Underground Metal Show, Black Knight Meditations, 4 hours of black death, thrash, folk, power, shred, traditional, and doom metal. Hey, and speaking of doom, the Finnish collective known as Battle Lore have a new album coming out this month on Napalm Records called Doombound, and Battle Lore will be pleased. Doombound is everything you would expect from Battle Lore. It's a natural evolution from the previous album, The Last Alliance. I've got Tommy on the phone right now. Hey, thanks, Tommy, for calling in to WSEA to talk all things Battle Lore. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Mark.
Now, before we talk about the new album, Doombound, I want to touch on a topic that you hear from American journalists every time you talk to us. And that's when we will finally get a tour of the United States. And, I know it's not an easy thing to do. The U.S. is a large country. It's very expensive to tour the U.S. And there are like 18 people in your band. And, I know everyone has families and commitments. But, damn, at some point, you guys should just pool all of your money together and, force Napalm Records to cough up some of their own money and get your band over here for a two-week tour. Now that the new record Doombound is coming out in just a couple weeks here in the States, has there been any talk from your label about maybe finally trying to get the band over here for a tour?
Well, this is actually something that we have always been talking about. It's like, when I started doing music like a young guy, I had these steps that I wanted to do. And so far, I have had my demos, I have done gigs, I have done albums, I have played abroad, I have played big festivals, but there is two at least to go, and one is tour US and the other one is to play in Japan. So I'm hoping that would be excellent. Probably it would be a really hard experience, but touring always is hard, but it's something that I would like to do,
right?
We'll see if it happens.
And with the United States, you have to tour in order to sell records. But I know at the same time, you also have to sell records in order to tour. So I understand. Yeah. I totally understand it's not an easy thing to do. And we really don't have any festivals over here that would book Battle Lore. But hey, there's a Finnish metal tour that goes through the States. Went through last year. It's coming this year. It would have been great for Battle Lore. You guys missed it, of course. But Fintroll, Encephalum, Rotten Sound, Barren Earth. So, there's a possibility anyway, maybe in the future. But hey, you never know what could happen. Let's say Iron Maiden came calling. Let's say Iron Maiden's management called your management and say, hey, Maiden fancies a bit of Tolkien on tour, and they want you guys to open up some shows. Hey, anything is possible. You never know. But would the band consider sacrificing personal and family schedules for a U.S. tour opportunity, or is that kind of commitment too great for the band?
Well, you can always make room if it's possible. So
yeah,
that'd be great. And I know that we were offered a tour last year or something like that, maybe a year before. And the first tour would have been like 52 days, 52 gigs.
Wow.
we cannot do that.
Yeah, I totally understand. That's asking quite a bit. I'm a family man, and I'm not even in a band, but even with having a family of mine, going to shows is hard enough, so I can't imagine being in a band and having to tour and play shows away from your home, away from your family all the time. I don't know how you guys do it. It's crazy, but I salute you for doing it, even if you only do 10 dates at a time. But having said that, we want that 52-day tour here in the States. That's what we want. When the band releases an album, I'm wondering if you or if you know of anybody else in the band that actually makes an effort to read the new album reviews. How much do you get into what the press says about your band?
Well, actually, Ben from Napalm Austria gets pretty much all the reviews, and he always sends everything to us. Mm. And to tell you the truth, I've been checking Google for reviews, so we are looking how the people are reacting to our new album.
Right.
And actually today I heard that the album has leaked. So
shocking.
We will get now a lot more plays and a lot more opinions.
Right. Well, you know, since I work in radio, I got the record about a week and a half ago, and of course, I've already had it on the air. I've been playing it, so it's not surprising to hear that it's leaked. I mean, honestly, once media has it, some knucklehead out there is going to go and do that. You post links to some of the better album reviews that you get on your website, and some of you guys are active on the website. You correspond with the fans. You know, I got to know how much of your life is dedicated to Battlelore. I mean, does it consume much of your time, even when the band isn't writing, recording, and touring? How much of your life is Battlelore?
Well, it doesn't actually take that much. It's like these bursts. Like now we are doing the interviews. So it takes a bit more. When we are making songs, we don't like rehearse as a band that much. So we just make the songs and we send the MP3s around and make our own parts, and then we go to the studio. And like last time we were in the studio, I didn't see the whole band there. I just saw somebody being there at some point. So right. I was three days in the studio, so it didn't take that long for me either. So it's like, it doesn't take that much, really. When we go on tour, of course, then it's like 100%, but normally it doesn't take that much.
Well, how much of your personal time do you dedicate to Battlelore when you're not doing the writing, the recording, and the touring? I mean, when the band's not promoting a record, when you're not touring, how much of your time is dedicated to Battlelore? Or do you completely wipe Battlelore out of your life until it's time to do the writing and recording?
Not totally wipe away, but not that much, really. It's like, we might go and have a rehearsal with some people who come to our town, but I don't know. It's like me and the drummer Henkka, we are now living in the same city, but everybody else is living around Finland, so we don't see each other that much. But like when I see with Henkka, we have other projects as well that we go and just play, and of course we get to talk a bit about the band, but it's not that much. And now it's like me and Yuri who are doing most of the interviews now. So that pretty much takes a bit of time. But of course, now I've been able to make all these phone interviews, so it's easier. Like it takes a really long time if you have an email interview.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Want to answer it correctly. So it takes a long time. So this is easier.
Well, what about during the time when you're not focusing on Battlelore? I mean, how do you, what is a day in the life of Tommy like? I mean, what do you do? How do you spend your time when you're not doing the Battlelore thing? I mean, I'm trying to find out more about you as a person away from the band.
Yeah. Well, of course I'm working. So it takes like most of my time. I work on a computer, so it's easier. So I'm working for 8 hours a day, something like that. Mm-hmm. Then normally, of course, I have family. I have a son who's now 2 years old, so I use a lot of time with him and wife. And then like maybe a couple of times a week, I go to the band rehearsal place and just jam something. Mm-hmm. I have other bands as well, so
I might
have some gigs.
Right, and your other bands, what are you working on currently away from Battlelore? What other projects do you have in the works?
Well, the most precious one for me is Eve Master, which is like my own band since 1996, and we just released a new album in June, and it was only released in Scandinavia, but it will be released in Europe now in a few months, and then I'm hoping for a US release as well. And I'm really proud of that album, and this is like my main band, actually.
Well, are you talking to any labels in the United States to release it?
Well, our label is. So
okay.
I don't have any info. They are looking for distributors. So we'll see. I'm hoping for a release because the album is excellent. And then I'm playing some stoner rock stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Playing guitar. So.
Well, you're a busy man. I mean, well, just having a
I try to be.
Yeah, just having a 2-year-old and a wife, I mean, that's enough. I have a 2-year-old and a wife, and I can tell you that's a full-time job right there. So yeah. I can totally relate to you. So when it's time to start the battle lore machine rolling again, I'm wondering how the process begins. I mean, does someone call or email somebody else in the band to say, hey, you know, I've been doing some writing, and let me know what you think? I mean, and then the process begins. I mean, how does it actually start? I mean, does Napalm Records come calling and they beg you for a new record? How does it get started?
Well, Napalm doesn't beg because we have been making records so often. but it's like when we are making an album, like on the new one, there is many of us who have done songs for it. Like I have 2 songs on it from my guitar playing. Then Yuri has few, Jussi has done some. Timo, the bass player, has done one of the songs, and Maria, the synth and flute player, has made the instrumental song on it. So it's like many people, we have different ideas. At the moment, I think that normally when we make the album, we don't get that many bonus material, like, you know, that we have 20 songs and then we pick 10. No, it doesn't work like that. We have only pretty much these songs that are ready, and then we release them. But we always get to, we always have some of the skeletons left that we can use on the next songs. And it is possible that we might, like, after the Last Alliance, it was actually Evernight. After the Evernight, we already had a few songs that ended up on the Last Alliance when the Evernight album was released. But now we don't have any. And I think that it takes quite a long time after the album is released that it's possible to start writing new music. But when it starts quite fast. Normally, it starts like Yuri will let us know that, okay, I have a song.
Okay.
And then he has an MP3, which usually has drums by Henkka and then 2 guitars. And after that, we start building our own parts on it. And then in the end, it turns out to be a battle lore song.
Well, you know, I wonder if you have to be in the right frame of mind to write battle lore music. I mean, you write music for other projects. Do you find that you have to have, there has to be the right conditions to write for battle lore, or does it come naturally for you? Because, you know, battle lore has a definite style. You know, there's a sound that's unique to the band. It's evolved slowly album to album. And I'm wondering if there is you have to be in the right frame of mind in order to write for battle lore, or you can just, you know, do it at a moment's notice at any time. I mean, are you able to do that easy enough?
Well, it's, of course, for Yuri, it's a lot easier because he pretty much writes only for battle lore. Or used to, now he has some cool projects that he's working on. But like for me, it's, I need to think a bit differently when I write for battle lore compared to, for example, Eve Master. And actually, the song Men as Wolves, that is on the new album, I actually wrote it for Eve Master, but then it became a bit too power metal-ish.
I know
so
what you're saying.
I wouldn't use it for battle lore, right. And for Eve Master, and then I changed it a bit and I took away some melodic guitars and stuff like that, because I know that if I'm writing music for Eve Master, I add everything on guitars as much as possible and as much the song needs. But for battle lore, I know that the basic tracks need to be really basic so that everybody can add their own part on it.
Right.
And yeah. Actually, Maria, when she starts adding her part, it's like a lot of stuff on the keyboard.
Right.
So you need to really have the room there.
Well, since Battlelore has a definite style, a definite sound, an established sound, have you or anybody else in the band written music that was a bit too different for Battlelore, that it was something you were specifically writing for the band, but you found that it was a little bit too different? I mean, how willing are you and the other members of the band willing to take music that is not very typical of the Battlelore sound and include it with your music? Or do you stay away from that?
The thing is that it's really hard to see from the beginning if the song is going to be a battle or not, because it's like, it's really basic when we start. When we start building up, it becomes like a battle or song. But I must say that on the new album, the song that is in Finnish, Kärmes Surma, that one, we were going to drop that from the album.
Oh, really?
All the time. Because we thought that it's too different. It is really different from the normal Battlelore song. But in the end, we left it there. And now Napalm is using that as a single.
Well, and I'm glad you left it on the record. I dug that song. I mean, from the first moment I heard it, I'm thinking it's, you know, a little slightly different. But, to me, it sounds like another Battlelore song. So I'm glad you left it on there. I think it's a fine song. Definitely stands out on the record for sure. And, of course, being in Finnish makes it stand out a little bit more. But, I'm glad you left it on there for sure. I think it was a good move. And interesting that they chose that as the single. And let's talk a little bit about the new album, Doombound. It's the logical next step from the previous album, The Last Alliance. And I mean, hey, Doombound sounds like typical Battlelore to me. It's got that slow to mid-paced swagger that the band is known for. But I did notice a little evolution in the sound. Notably, the keyboards seem a little more prominent this time around. And your vocals have a little more variation, which I probably appreciated the most. And I like a lot of the little things that may go unnoticed to some people. Like there's a little bit of black metal riffing in the song Olden Gods. Or even the cello in the title track. You know, so I'm really digging the new record. Right now, my favorite song on the record is Last of the Lords. You know, it's up tempo, lots of double bass drumming, and it's got a killer guitar solo that just came out of nowhere. I wasn't even expecting that. What can you tell us about Last of the Lords?
First off, that this song made by our bass player, Timo. I think it's quite basic song, like it goes in, what's the word, triol or something like that, I don't know. But it's quite basic song, and I like it as well. It's cool, it's quite heavy. But there is a funny thing about the guitar solo. It wasn't there when we sent the album for mixing to Dan Swanö. When we got the first mix of the song, we were thinking that, oh dear, this song is missing something in the end. And we were thinking that what it would need. And then we decided that it would be a guitar solo. It would be nice. And then I said to Dan that, hey, Mr. Swanö, can you play a guitar solo? And in a few hours, he sent back the song remixed with a guitar solo. And we were like, whoa.
Yeah, I was too.
That is great.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it has now a guitar solo, which is played by Dan Swanö, and it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing about the album that, you know, it can be the little things that make a song stand out. You know, like the Finnish song, I noticed right away, I'm like, oh, this is sung in Finnish. And, you know, it makes it a little more memorable. And then Last of the Lords, I'm listening to it thinking, man, this might be my favorite cut on the record. And then this guitar solo comes out of nowhere, and it made the song better, even though it was already great. It really nailed the song for me. So I thought it was perfect. And putting it at the end of the song was perfect. Very, very cool. And Dan did a great job. I like how you call him Mr. Yeah. Swano. You know, another favorite song of mine is the closing track, Cielo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Cielo.
Okay. You know, it's not a metal song. It's rather an acoustic, melodic piece. You know, it's very cinematic due to the drums and synth. It actually reminds me of Trevor Jones's score to the film The Last of the Mohicans. But to relate it to metal, it's, you know, it's not too far from sounding like the band Summoning. You know, I would love to hear an all acoustic Battlelore album. I think it would be great. Seriously, I think it would be great to approach the band with the idea of recording an all-acoustic album. And I think a song like Yellow, I mean, that proves the band can write and record very moving music. I mean, almost worthy of being a film score. I think it's a great idea, even if it's just an EP. I think it's a great idea to do an all-acoustic record. What do you think about something like that?
Yeah, well, it could be nice. Actually, Timo and Maria, they are married, so they are together. And in their wedding, we actually played three songs by using acoustic guitar, and me singing with normal voice, and Kaisa singing, and then Henkka played some percussion. And I heard that it sounded really nice. I haven't seen the video or anything, but...
Well, us fans
it would be possible.
Us fans would like to hear and see that. I mean, I know.
Sure.
I mean, I know it's a wedding and it's very personal, but hey, the fans would love to hear and see that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, hey, if you go back to the band and say, "What about an acoustic album or acoustic EP?" I mean, I'd love to hear that. I mean, I'm sure the fans would go crazy over that, and it'd sell quite well. I'm sure Napalm Records would be on board. So I'm just, yeah. You know, keep it in mind, keep it in mind. And on that note, yeah. Maybe after you're done with Doombound and the promotion and the touring for the new record, and maybe you do that all acoustic record, you ever given any thought to a Battlelore covers album? Because I'm sure there are some songs that you grew up listening to, favorite songs of yours that you'd love to record yourself. And, you know, maybe you could do it on your own projects. But what about Battlelore covering other bands? I mean, I feel that would be... I'd be interested to hear Battlelore's take on other bands.
We've been actually talking about that. And then there's this one problem. It's that Battlelore is totally Tolkien. So we don't want to make covers of the songs that are not Tolkien. So
right.
We have to make that only with our other bands.
So you feel that you can't step outside the realm of what Battlelore is known for to do something else? You feel it has to stay Tolkien no matter what?
Yeah, pretty much. This is what we have been talking about. So it's like we are Tolkien bands, so we have to be there. It could be nice. Of course, we have played some covers by ourselves,
What non-metal songs did you grow up listening to? I'm sure when you were a kid, you were listening to music that wasn't metal, and I'm sure you still do today. I mean, I do. I think we all do. But what non-metal music did you grow up listening to, and are you listening to now?
Well, I started my whole musical life with Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll.
I remember
that's
that one. That's
the first rock song I remember from my youth. And then I started listening to Stray Cats.
Oh, me too. I love Stray Cats. They're great.
So that's where I started. And then my cousin played me these really cool songs when I visited him. And I heard that it was this band called Iron Maiden, and the album was the number to be.
Never heard of them.
So I really, really, really had to get that one. And actually, that's the first LP I bought. I still remember the day I bought it. I still remember how much it costed. I still have the LP. So it's like my treasure.
Cool.
And that's where my heavy metal music life started. But then I went to all these heavy metal stuff, and when I got like 15 years old or something, I started playing guitar a bit more seriously, and then I started listening to stuff like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, and then I went totally blues. And I sold all my metal albums and CDs, everything, and only listened to blues.
Oh, wow, okay.
And some psychedelic stuff and progressive rock and all that kind of stuff. But then I went to the army, and then I heard this one band you might know, Alice in Chains, and
yes.
The album Dirt.
Oh, Dirt's my record.
And that hit me really hard. And it kind of took me back to metal. And soon enough, I was listening to Napalm Death again and everything. So nowadays, everything is still with me. So I really like still Stray Cats. I love blues. I can listen to the darkest of the black metals. Everything goes. It's just
cool.
Well, that depends on the day. Like today, or actually, for the past few weeks, I've been listening to early 80s British heavy metal.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tight Jerks of Bantang.
Oh, great stuff. Great stuff. Oh, yeah. I love the old new
Tokyo
wave.
Blade and all that kind of
stuff. Oh, yeah. Tokyo Blade, Night of the Blade. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. And so is Stray Cats. But hey, it's settled. Battle Lore will be covering the Stray Cats. You got to do it now.
Run away, boy.
You got to do it, man. That would be great. I love the Stray Cats. That would be great. All right. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask how fans are able to, keeping in mind that you like to keep an open dialogue with the fans online, how can the fans help you guys create a live set list for your concerts? I mean, do you keep in mind what the fans want to hear of the band play in concert? Does that help you in choosing a set list?
Yeah, well, it's hard. That list is all, they are always really hard to come up with, because it's like we know that there are songs that fans want to hear. Then again, there are songs that we want to play.
Right.
And then there are songs that we have to play.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like we did last European tour, we were able to play long sets. So we played actually 1 hour 15 to 1 hour 30 minutes. And that's when we were able to play pretty much everything we wanted.
So awesome.
It was cool. But yeah. If we go to a festival, we have to play these. First of all, we have to play video songs.
Right.
And then we have to play Sons of Freedom Mark.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, you've got to play Sons of Rittermark, you know, Storm of the Blades. They're the obvious songs that you have to play and that are expected of the band. I'll throw in my suggestions now. I'd love to hear Guardians. I love the chorus of that song. It's my favorite chorus of pretty much entire Battlelore discography. I love that
Thank
song.
You. <It's my song.
laughs> I love Guardian. It's just that when that chorus kicks in, I just, oh man, I love that song. Ride with the Dragons, The Star of High Hope, and Troll Shaws, and you know what, just do everything. That makes it easier. You know what, if you just let the fans choose every night, you know, it'd probably make it easier for you guys. That's one less thing you have to worry about. Just let the fans decide. I'm sure we could come up with a set list for you every night. It shouldn't be any problem. Yeah. But just remember, do
Only problem with the only problem with that would be like we would have to rehearse.
Yeah. I guess you would have. And there are probably some songs you may not remember how to play. It's probably been too long. So.
Yeah.
Well, just throw Guardians in there, Troll Shaws, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, well, Guardians is easy. We have been playing that.
Yeah. Great song. All right. The new Battlelore album is called Doombound. It's out this month on Napalm Records. The band's website is battlelore.net. Hey, Tommy, thanks a lot for calling in to WSCA 106.1 FM today. Good luck with the new record. Hope to see you in the United States soon. We're looking forward to seeing a Battlelore in the U.S. Hope it happens, man. And thanks again for calling in, Tommy. Really appreciate it. Hey, take care, all right?
Yeah, take care. You too, Mark.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, take care. Bye-bye.